What's going on, good people? You're in for an amazing show here on Speaker Success in the Morning this Monday. Let's go. Good morning, great morning, good people. Today is Monday, October 27th, 2025, and it's a great day to be, right? Y'all, we don't want to waste any time. We want to go ahead and get to it. We want to go ahead and get after it. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive right into Straight from the Source. And then after that, we're going to come back with our co-host, producer Britt. Good morning, all right? So today, what we're going to start in our verse is Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. And I want to dive into this. I think this is so applicable. I think there's just a lot that we can take here from the text, but let's go ahead and read the word of God. And the text reads, "But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use thoughtless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words." All right. So one of the most important things, or the area I want to highlight in this text here today, as you see, the text says, close your door. So it says, first, go into your inner room. Right. So you don't need to be praying in front of people to try to get people's attention. It doesn't need to be all eyes on you, because as you're praying, the focus is your vertical relationship, not necessarily those seeing you in horizontal relationships. Like, what are you doing? Where are you going? No. That's not the focus. The focus is you communing and talking to the Father above. Then it says, close your door, right? Letting you know that this is something intimate. This is something private. This is how you can go deeper in your relationship with God, go deeper with your faith journey and your faith walk. And then it says, as you pray to your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So often, I know in my own personal life, there have been times where I have done things in front of people, done things in front of my parents, hoping that they would see me, hoping that I would get rewarded based on them seeing the work that I did, as opposed to me just going and doing the work in the dark, right? Not necessarily looking for them to reward me here on earth, but looking to get the reward just later, knowing that what I'm doing is doing it for the kingdom. What I'm doing it is doing it for Christ, because the Bible even talks about it in an additional verse or in an additional text. The Bible talks about when we do things for the kingdom, then we're storing up our place in heaven. Right. I don't want to go too deep on it, but there's just a few things we need to know and understand. One is, yes, we live on this world, or we live in this world, but we're not of this world. And then the other part of that is, when we accept Jesus, we have a relationship with Christ, and that means we're going to be in heaven. But ultimately, imagine if your place in heaven could be even more glorious than you envision it now, or what you know about it now, right? And that happens based on you doing acts for the kingdom, right? You pursuing and saving souls through the work of the Holy Spirit for the kingdom. So that's one to grow on. But the last part I want to hit on this text is where it says, and when you are praying, do not use thoughtless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Sometimes, and y'all, we got to be so careful with this, being people of faith and, just living in the kingdom and for the kingdom. We have to be careful that we continue to see and put prayer as something that is sacred, something that is intimate, not something to where we just hop up and then we just begin to say words and say, oh, thank you, Jesus, and then just move on. No. This is something to where we want to take some time. We want to center ourselves, and we want to focus on this being a conversation with the Father, and knowing that we want to give it a different level of reverence, We don't just want to just throw up some words, right? Like it's kind of like being in the kitchen and then just throwing in stuff in the pot, throwing in stuff in the pot, and then just hoping that's going to come out to a gourmet meal. That's not how that works. When you want to have and create a gourmet meal, you find your recipe. You go and intentionally pick your tomatoes and your bell peppers or whatever other else ingredients you need. And then you put those in the pot the way that it needs to be placed, the way it needs to be put. Why not take the same intention with prayer? Why not sit and get a quiet space? Why not get down and bow on your knees? And then as you're having this conversation with the Father, now he can see, he can check where your heart is. Now you're not worried about everything else that's happening around you because you've devoted and you're taking intentional time for you to be able to connect with him on another level. So family, as we go into this week, let's focus on taking a little bit of time for prayer. If it's 2 minutes, if it's 1 minute, if it's 5 minutes, if it's 30 seconds, but if it's intentional and it's you taking that time to connect with the Father above and not just shouting out words, because that's how your mama pray, or that's how your daddy pray, or your grandparents. But just take time and just say, God, let them know where you're at. I need you. Father God, help me right now. Give me wisdom. Give me strength. Give me guidance so that I can do and I can operate how you have called me to operate, how you have called me to love, how you have called me to lead, right? In Jesus' name, amen. So we want to be intentional with our prayer this week. Family, I hope that really blessed you because I want you to know that as you begin to tap into your prayer life and as their level of intentionality, you're going to go deeper with your faith, right? God is going to begin to reveal more things to you. And you're going to be like, whoa, where did I hear that from? Where did that come from? How did I get that? That's the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you when you made the decision to accept Christ to be your Lord and Savior. All right, family, so go ahead and make sure to hit that thumbs up button so YouTube knows that you're rocking with the content and enjoy the content we're putting out. And then also, I want y'all to know, man, we got a great show for you today here on Speaker Success. So make sure you also subscribe because you never want to miss any of our episodes any day of the week. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back with more Speaker Success in the morning after this. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. Welcome back, good people. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the morning. Speak Your Success. Y'all, I almost missed y'all this morning. Good googly moogly. The boy was not on the bed, not in the bed. I was under the bed, okay? But without further ado, y'all know we got to bring out our co-host, Producer Britt. Where you at? How you feeling?
What's up? What's up? Good morning.
Talk to the people. How you feeling? Is this 2 days straight? You done got some good sleep? It's 2 days straight? Oh, yes, my goodness.
2 days straight. What's up, y'all? What's up? Happy Monday.
2 days straight.
Glad to be it's back up. Again and again and again and again.
Oh, my goodness.
Around, last night. But what'd you eat for dinner?
Oh man, last night we had some barbacoa tacos. We had
two pounds
of that barbacoa. We might. Well, if we did, we don't have them no more.
Right.
Last night we had to get to them. Okay. But yeah, man. We had 2 pounds of barbacoa over here. Ta 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 ta. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
A little bit of onion, a little bit of cilantro. Yeah.
Right there.
What'd you eat for dinner last night? I hope you went on that girl diet again.
No. I mean, okay. It's never going away. But I went over after work. I went to Marche's because she had a new shelf and she messed it up the first time. And
Come on, Shay.
They sent her another one. And Jonathan, right when I got there, she was taking the shelf out of the box.
Mm.
Pieces were broken. And I was like,
come
this
on,
the shelf.
People.
This is not the shelf for you. This is not the
That's
shelf
not
for
it.
You. So we laughed about it. I hung out a little bit more. And then she had this recipe that she was trying off of TikTok. And
okay,
it was a lobster and shrimp linguine with the sauce, with the little cream, with the lobster bisque sauce. So,
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Shay, she hooked it up last night. So I ate over
lobster
there.
Bisque.
Ate that too. With some garlic bread and mosey on home.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And watch my shows.
Sound like you went to Red Lobster last night. Okay. That's
I know.
Cool.
I've actually only been to Red Lobster once, but yeah. Okay.
Oh, God. You and the more I know you and the more I talk to you and the more you just tell me certain stuff, I'd be like, whatever, Brittany. I've only been to Red Lobster once. I don't eat fried chicken from KFC. I've never been to Chipotle.
My mother did not feed us Red Lobster. She didn't eat seafood. She only ate catfish, and she made it. So.
Okay. But you've been to Papa Do's.
Been to Papa Do's.
Huh?
Been to Papa Do's.
Have you been to Trulux?
Been to Trulux.
Ah, interesting. Okay,
oh,
wow.
What's going on with your picture, Jonathan?
Oh, funky monkey. What in the world did just happen? I don't know
what Jonathan got going on.
Lord, what is
you
happening?
Probably just need to go on your webcam right now. I had a great weekend. I did absolutely nothing. Okay. Mm. Give a round of applause for nothing. Okay. Woo! Okay. So Thursday, yeah, last day of the week for me, because that's kind of like my Friday junior. There he is. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, what did I do Friday? Oh, Friday, I thought that I was really helping Marche with the desk as well. So I went over there. And then the shelf never came. And so we just wind up hanging out. And then she's like, okay, we'll come back. You know, I said, well, I'll leave my stuff here. I'll come back when the shelf came. And so Saturday, didn't do anything on Saturday. It rained. Ooh, excuse me.
It rained.
Big chill. Me and Ozzy were in here watching our shows, doing our thing. And then Sunday had work. Then went to Shay's afterwards. So I had a good weekend of doing nothing. It felt so good, Jonathan, just to relax, catch up on sleep, fall asleep on the couch, fall asleep in the bed, fall asleep on the floor, fall asleep in the chair. It don't matter. I was chillaxing, okay? I was so happy.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I was so happy.
Must be nice.
Yep. And then That was it. Yeah, but I felt great.
That's what's up.
Yeah. But let's get into your weekend because you
had my
a
weekend.
Fun yeah. filled weekend. Okay.
My weekend was the complete opposite of yours. Yeah,
okay. Start us off.
Yeah. So this past weekend, I had the opportunity to attend the inaugural Daddy Stroller Social Club Men's Retreat. Right. This is a one on one. Man, shout out to Calvin Bridgewater. Shout out to Carmen Bridgewater. Man, this is something that they made happen. Because Calvin, he is the founder of the Daddy Stroller Social Club. And, you know, he was talking to his wife and he was like, you know, this is something that I want to do. And she said, well, let's start here. Okay. And then I closed my eyes. I clicked my heels 2 times. Mm-hmm. And then with my red shoes on, like Dorothy, I ended up in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Brittany, when I tell you it was just, you know, rental houses on top of rental houses out here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Okay. So look, So we got out there, man, you just see all these dads, you see all these dads out here, man. And it's dope because I had the opportunity, you know, you and I had the opportunity to shoot some of them and shoot some content, at a stroll, a little while ago, but then I didn't really get to connect with none of the dads. So at this particular weekend, we had the opportunity, and that's Chef Burns there. Shout out to Chef Burns in the back, the chef. But I had the opportunity to be able to, you know, sit with some of the guys one-on-one and talk with guys like a gentleman named Will, who I told you, he worked us through this dynamic stretch in workout situation poolside, which is pretty dope. We had our Brooks on, you know, shout out to Brooks. They were sponsors, and they made sure that every man had a pair of the new Ghost 17s.
So cool.
Yeah. So you know, we did that, and then there was another gentleman there by the name of Kelvin, and he was the one who, you know, just he really poured into me over the weekend. But Britt, another thing that we got to do was we were fireside. So we were posted up by the fire, and then the
s'mores and graham crackers.
Have you ever had s'mores with Reese's? Well, do you like Reese's?
I don't like s'mores because the mushroom just. Bleh. Sorry, I don't want to ruin the story. Keep going, man.
See, there you go. I never. You crazy.
I don't like it. I've already had it.
I forgot. Yeah, we got there first night. You know, while we're eating dinner. Then they had the cigars going. You know, some guys was posted up on the patio with the cigars happening, and sipping some liquid libations or whatever you may have. We were down by the fire pit, and we was around there, and then brothers were just sharing like where they are in their life, and we were just pouring into one another, right? Lovely. You know, some brothers might be married, some might not. And they're trying to navigate, you know, like what's the next move for themselves and for their family. And we're just talking through it together. We got, you know, we got Damani who's down there, who's a counselor, a therapist. But then we got other brothers who, you know, just are married men, are fathers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're masterminding. But Britt, them ATVs, riding them ATVs, and then look, boom, look at that. Crazy. Everybody got out, as you can see, the majority. Oh, look at brother, Speaking Success shirt on right there. Yeah, with his Saints pajamas on. Yeah. Oh, but when I tell Britt, when I tell you that, what was it? The French toast. Ooh, that chicken. When I tell you chicken got a good crunch. There was a barber there. He was attending, but he was like, hey, y'all, I'm be down there. So if you want to get a cut, let me know. So we had like a in the shop type situation set up too.
That fool look okay. Y'all doing the same, praying. Yeah, you didn't even know you were
I didn't even know that. I didn't know I was in that one. Yeah, I didn't know. Look, he posted it right there, fireplace side. Yeah, brothers eating s'mores and chopping it up. But yeah, that what you saw when I was praying, that was the final dinner that we had together. And, you know, we all sat at the table. They had wine set out there for us. And,
beautiful.
You know, nice little plated situation. Man, had some Brussels sprouts. Had some pork. Sitting on a bed of mashed potatoes, and you know, I had a little garden salad. It was cool though. It was really, really, really good. Cause Britt, the majority of these guys, didn't like. They've never been to a daddy stroller social event. I thought it was gonna be the majority that have been, never been to an event. Some of the guys' wives signed them up, and they said it like when we talked and had our conversation, to where we're doing like it was like barbershop type talks. Because when the barber was cutting, who that's Brandon Shaw, shout out to him. He was cutting, then other guys was going around talking because there was a newly married gentleman there. Britt, been married 2 weeks.
Two weeks, yes. Okay.
Been married 2 weeks. And one of those things that typically happens is, you know, when guys are getting married, if their circle isn't married, or they don't have married people in their circle, then, you know, people say, oh, you know, the ball and chain, or they have all these other things that they joke about. But this was dope because in this space, and man, shout out to Meyer for the content that he got here. But in this space, guys were celebrating him. Guys were dapping him up. Guys were saying, man, congratulations, big deal. You know, and then that was how the barbershop conversation started, because we're like, okay, you know, we got guys 14 years married, 20 years married. Like, what would you say for this gentleman? Whose name is Justin, who just got married. Like, how can we pour into him? And then we just started talking and then got into it, man.
Wow.
But phenomenal weekend, like recharging.
Lovely.
There was some laughs. There was some tears. There was a lot of laughs, though. A lot of laughs, some tears. We watched some of the games in there. But it was a lot of conversations, though. It was a lot of conversations going on. And it was good fun, man. So yeah, shout out to the Daddy Stroller Social Club, whatever state you're in. If you do not have a Daddy Stroller Social Club in your state, well, just let us know at, you know, Daddy Stroller Social Club on Instagram, and more than likely you might have a chapter and just might not know it. Cause Brit, they coming. They in Seattle. They in Houston.
They got Atlanta, they Chicago,
Atlanta, Oklahoma.
Okay, DMV, they out here. Dallas, Houston, LA,
they
Memphis,
out here.
Oakland.
Say, yeah,
Oklahoma,
they out here, man.
STO, St. Louis. All right.
Yeah,
Louis.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, them, wow. Yeah, them things growing like a good muscle. You understand
so,
me?
So, what was one of your takeaways from the weekend?
Yeah, so one of the takeaways was that wherever you are in marriage or wherever you are as a father, right, uh-huh. there is something that you can pour into somebody else, right? Because mm-hmm. so often we'll be like, you know, what I'm just doing, this is regular routine, and, you know, nobody can benefit from this.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, there's opportunity there wherever you are. So that's one takeaway. I'll give you one more.
Okay.
And then another one I would say is that we talked about having intentional guilt-free days. Right to where
explain
you
that.
Have some okay yeah you
come
want
on,
more
wait,
information
Monday, Monday,
yeah okay so intentional guilt-free day is that where you know like I would get time to recharge. I would communicate with Gabby, my partner, that hey, you know, I need a day to where I can recharge, I can relax, and I don't have the kids, right? So just scheduling that out and planning that out to where ultimately I'll be able to, you know, mentally recharge. So when I come back, I'll be fresh. And then, you know, I can hop in and I can do what I need to do. And then, you know, create that same space and for her to reciprocate as well to where she can, you know, get a guilt-free day as well.
Lovely.
But it's intentional.
Okay,
yeah.
So what was a high point? What was a low point?
Man, okay. High point was really just the conversations because I didn't have the opportunity to talk with a lot of these guys. But, you know, the high point was the conversations, being able to listen, being able to learn. The low point was I had to skip out a little bit early to get back for church because they were on a hike on Sunday morning. They did a men's hike, and that was one of the gifts that we got. We got some hiking shoes. So, you know, they was out here doing a man's hike, doing a brotherhood thing, you know, going through that struggling well together,
mm-hmm.
you know, which brings you closer together, but you know, that was the downside for me. You know, didn't get the opportunity to go on the hike, but
so how was the sleeping arrangements with all?
Yeah, the sleeping arrangements, you might have seen in the video with Meyer. He went around and there's like bunk beds, and never in my life have I seen four bunk beds stacked up, but it was like four beds on top of each other, and you're gonna see here in just a second. But it was 4, 6, 4, 8. I think it was 16 beds on one side in a room.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So it was those bunk beds.
Were they full-size beds?
Yeah. I mean, I could fit. Like, I could fit just barely. But I believe it was full-size. I believe it was.
Like a extra-large twin or a full-size bed?
Oh, probably like an extra-large twin. I'd say like an extra-large twin. Because, I fit in it just right.
Gotcha.
So yeah,
gotcha.
yeah, and you know, and for our CPAP listeners, I never knew so many brothers had CPAP machines. I looked over, I said, "Oh, boys in here looking like Dr. Strange with the mask on." Yeah, but you know, our brothers got to breathe, so they had a little outlet right by the bed, had a little baby light by all the beds. So it was a cool situation though.
Okay.
Cool situation. We ate good. Brit, we riding through. Boom, 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 boom. ATV. I'm like, oh, snap. I'm glad I didn't drive.
See,
okay.
This is funny because, like, if this was women and we got a flat tire, whole day shot. Like, what in the world?
Well, nah, but we phoned a friend. We phoned a friend, and the gym was like, if y'all get a flat, give us a call. They got out there like 3 minutes. We had a videographer, photographer with us. Shout out to Justin. He was like, "Y'all, this is a great time to get some pictures." So we hopped on top of the ATV. We taking pictures. We out there, you know, just chopping it up. So it wasn't bad. It was like maybe a 5 minute wait. And after that, they got us together. We skirted it out. But Britt, we got so confused. We had a map. We was in ATVs for 3 hours. We had a map. And we ended up getting to the highway. We're like, we're not supposed to.
Yeah,
not supposed to see that.
Main
road. Yeah. We're not supposed to. Cars zoom by. Like, nah, we ain't supposed to take that thing in reverse. But yeah, the ATV was a cool experience, man. And I'm gonna drop some some ATV POV footage on Speaker Success YouTube, so that people can get a feel for that, going through the puddles, going through the mud, all that.
Gotcha.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. It was off the chain.
Well, good for you. Glad you had a good time. Glad Jonathan had a good time.
Yeah, got to go in the ministry.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Cool, thank you, cool, thank you. Cool.
Yeah. Right, wait, so when you gonna go on a women's retreat? When you gotta go on a women's retreat?
I don't know. I'm not a part of no clubs.
You're a part of the club of being a woman. That's a club.
I haven't really looked at women's retreats or about doing that. You know, I have to look into that, but I can't stand at bunk bed. I tell you that.
I know. I talk with Gab. She's like, yeah, for women, it's different.
It's different. We need a whole room by ourselves with a bathroom attached to it.
Okay. Well, y'all need to just go on a retreat at the White House then. Just wait till President Trump go on vacation. And y'all just go to the White House.
Hey,
everybody can have their own room.
After y'all have your own space. This ballroom, we might be able to just all get in there together. Okay.
There you go.
But women's going to be different. You know, I need a hotel. I need a doorman, concierge, butler. I need someone.
Okay. How you going to want all that? You don't live like that on the regular.
Excuse me? I might not live like that on the regular, but when I am out of my house, I'm comfortable here. So I need to be comfortable wherever I am going, okay? Y'all just go out there, say, there's a blanket, there's a pillow. I'm good. I'm fine.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't do that. We got to be comfortable.
I'm just going to say okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. You know? Hey, you book a villa, okay? That's what you do. You book the whole thing.
Just for you. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
Okay, the whole thing. Man. I like to be comfortable when I travel. So.
I'm just going to say okay.
Pick me up at the airport, drop me off, get my bags out the car, put my bags in the room. I don't like Airbnbs because I don't like to clean. Don't add a cleaning fee. You got to clean this mug anyway. Drop me off at the hotel, I can get 24-hour room service. I have no issues. You know what I'm saying? I get sheets when I want. I can get things when I want. Because when I'm at home, I can do things. I can get things when I want. When you're in an Airbnb, you can't do that. And I had a great time at the one Airbnb I stayed in when I was in Mexico. But I was just like, I understand why I like hotels better. Because when I want something, I need to call. I need to call the phone. I need a call. I might need something. You never know. And then I'm a towelaholic, so I need towels.
Walk us through this issue. What does that mean?
First of all, it's a trend on TikTok, okay? And so, it's just like something aholic. So, like, you would be a podcast-aholic. So you just ingest a whole bunch of podcasts. And so with me, I had towels or like paper towels, napkin-aholic. I'm a napkin-aholic for sure.
So you're the type of person, okay, you take a shower with, like, when you're out on vacation, you take a shower with one towel, throw it down, it's done. Next time you take a shower, you're getting a whole fresh towel.
Absolutely.
You be on that type of ministry?
Yeah. Because most of the time I travel, I'm in a hotel. So next.
You don't just take the liberty to hang up the towel and then just use that again. You looking at me like that's just unheard of.
No, I'm not doing that.
What in the world? A towelaholic. Wow. Okay. Excuse me, I need some fresh towels. Ma'am, you checked in.
And if I see the lady
2 hours
in the
ago. You checked in 2 hours ago. Yeah, that's fine. I need
see
six
the
more
lady
towels.
In the hallway cleaning somebody else. I knock on the door, I see where she at, and I go, can I get some towels? I ask every time, can I get some towels? If I see you in the hallway cleaning room on my floor, I'm knocking and I'm asking for some towels.
Can I get some more towels at 6:17? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
And they say, okay, no problem.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, Britt, yeah, super. Got, so got, super, got. Super pivot. Nah, nothing major. But while we was on, what was on break, or while I was out there on at the summit, our retreat,
summit.
We saw your boy Shy drop that 50 ball. Shy dropped that 50 ball. I'm like, oh, 52. My goodness. Mm-hmm. He dropped the 50 ball. Luke, I think, had 40. I said, Luke, I better get them shots up.
Yeah.
Because when LeBron come back, not going to be the same situation. Not going to be the same situation at all. Oh, Wimby. Wimby going unconscious out there. You understand me? Just unconscious. Yeah, well, I think he had like 40 and like,
yeah, that
crazy.
Man is a problem. Okay, so let's get into it. I mean, I'm sorry, you're talking about basketball.
Oh, well,
so,
no.
Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg, yesterday, he made his first poster. Okay, that's what everybody's saying. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
that's nice.
Okay.
That's
gotta
nice
see
right
this.
There.
Gotta see that.
Yeah, what you got?
Hello. Good ball. Oh! Scotty Barnes misses. He's back.
Get this man in space and watch him climb the mountain.
Stretch.
Welcome to the NBA. Okay. Welcome. That's that welcome to the NBA moment right there.
You know? And got the vintage, the throwback jersey on too.
Yeah. They did the whole floor. That's what they on? That's what Dallas trying to do this year? Okay. They should have went back to the... Nah, they should have went back to the year that they won the championship. Go that vintage, because that was a good year for the Mavericks. I'm just saying.
Well, the Mavericks won over the Raptors last night. So,
okay.
So, just in case, here's a watch guide if you don't know where to watch the game. Sunday, ABC, NBC, Peacock. Monday, Peacock. Tuesday, NBC, Peacock. Wednesday, ESPN. ESPN is now showing... inside the NBA with Thursday Prime. Everybody is loving the Prime features. I've heard nothing but great reviews about the Prime sports features, particularly in the NFL, because they have this feature. It's called like Millennial Guide, Millennial Stats, or something like that.
Okay.
And so, you know, when you're playing Madden, they have a little circle underneath the person, and then when you do the plays, it shows the lines and stuff through the plays. That's what it shows on the TV, Jonathan.
So it's I need to watch closer for that.
So it shows that. Yeah, so that's on Prime. Gotta have Prime for that. Friday, Prime, ESPN. Saturday, Prime, ABC. Okay, so.
Man. Yeah, that's a situation. Yeah. You need to screenshot that or something, because that's the whole situation. What channel are the games on?
The NBA, they got a pin to the page, okay? If you don't know where to go, go to NBA on Instagram and look at the watch guide. Okay. The Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay yesterday, his old team, and he did not defeat them. He is on the Steelers right now. He did not win, but, you know, allegedly he had a good game.
Allegedly.
I didn't watch the game. I didn't watch any football this weekend. But
you didn't do nothing for real. Wow.
I told you I didn't do anything.
You say you watch your shows. That girl loves
watching. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we'll get into it. But, yeah, so sorry, Aaron Rodgers. I know, you know, going back to Green Bay is very heartwarming for you. Hope you enjoy that weather up there. All right. Next, ladies and whoever wears makeup, makeup remover, the makeup remover, cleansing wipes are being recalled, guys. So, listen to this for a little bit.
Cases of these wipes shipped to Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. To the index of other news, Neutrogena tonight recalling makeup remover wipes due to an infection risk. Neutrogena recalling its ultra-soft cleansing towelettes in packs of 25 and 50. The FDA tonight saying the wipes may be contaminated with a bacteria that could cause serious infections, including sepsis. The recall affects 1,300 cases of these wipes shipped to Texas, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. To the index...
The other major news this Sunday night...
Jonathan, do you know about the heist? The Louvre heist? Mm-hmm. I know you were in Oklahoma, so...
Yeah, I heard about this.
Okay, you know the Louvre in France, Paris, the museum where the Mona Lisa is held. It has precious jewels, a lot of French art, a lot of art, okay? So, the creme de la creme of museums, la 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 la. So, it got robbed, okay? Mm. They robbed the museum. And then on top of that, I was watching a video from the New York Times, and they were the lady was saying that the Louvre has different sections. Obviously, the museum has different sections. And the part where the thieves, they broke in at, was the side where the Mona Lisa was held, but also where these precious, these nine precious jewels, a crown, earring set, tiaras, all these precious jewels, okay? And they, this part of the Louvre doesn't have that many cameras. So apparently the Louvre is only about 73% with cameras. It only has 73% of cameras that are in the building. So, you know, they found a blind spot, or, well, not necessarily because we see them on film, but they use this ladder. They put this ladder in the day before, what you just saw them going up that trolley right there. And then these are the jewels right here. And they devise their plan. They break in through a window. They do a cutout of the window. They really get in and really get out. Couldn't find them. They couldn't find them at all. They lost a a crown on the way there. On the way out. I'm sorry. They lost a crown on the way out. And everyone on TikTok was just like, "This is crazy. It's hilarious. It's crazy," because everyone was like, "How do y'all allow somebody to come in, man, and, you know, steal these precious jewels? Are y'all not, man, you know, aware of what's going on?" But allegedly they found the
night two arrest 1 week after that shocking heist at the Louvre. Investigators say they're still trying to determine if a source inside one of the world's most popular museums was involved in the theft. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge has the new developments from Paris tonight.
Tonight, a major breakthrough in that daylight heist of some of France's priceless crown jewels at the Louvre. Their escape captured by museum security and being reviewed by authorities. A week on from that seven-minute audacious robbery, the first arrest. French police swooping in at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport Saturday night, detaining a French-Algerian suspect who they say was about to board a flight to Algeria. Nearby, in a northern suburb of Paris, officers arresting another Frenchman who they say was planning to fly to Mali, West Africa. Tonight, ABC News confirming key details about how the arrest came about. Two sources revealing DNA from a motorbike helmet left at the scene was matched to one of the suspects. The men who were known to police and had allegedly been linked to other
Yeah, so wow. It's a whole situation, and like the internet was in a frenzy because
straight out of Italian Job, though. It's like something straight out of like Italian Job, or I'm
Italian
like
Italian Job, or like Ocean's 11, Ocean's 13. I was like, oh my god,
straight out the show, yeah, straight out of the show,
yeah,
straight out the movie for sure.
It was
that's
so crazy,
wow,
it was so crazy, yeah. So in broad daylight, by the way.
Oh,
and then why people were in the museum? It was people that were in the museum, Jonathan. So they had to, you know, evacuate the museum. They had to get people out of the museum. And people thought it was, you know, I would say worse than what it was. They thought it was like, you know, a shooting or something like that. But no. And then stole them jewels.
Somebody needs some bread. Somebody needs some lunch money. I was trying to get right real quick.
And I was like, where are they going to sell that stuff at? And then my sister and I were talking about it. She's like, they already got a buyer. According to the movie, they already got a buyer. Yeah. Somebody.
Well, yeah. That makes sense, because when you get something like that, you can't go to the pawn shop. Can't go to the pawn shop and sell that. If you do, you ain't getting nowhere near the value that you. Nah.
Right.
Dang.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So.
It's wild stuff. Man.
Yeah. Little news. But yeah.
5 minutes left, Britt. You got something on your heart, got something you want to share with the people, you got a word you done heard that's
man.
You need to give to somebody.
I don't know. Yeah, give me a topic. I don't really know.
That girl went to the chiropractor and did all the stuff, and she feeling so refreshed.
Oh my gosh.
She said, I got all the stress out of my life. I don't got nothing to talk about.
My chiropractor has been blessing me, okay? Dr. Alana, okay. Dr. Alana, she's doing her thing, okay? And I just learned that, I mean, not that I just learned, but last time I went, I did the cupping. Mm-hmm. And then we did some adjustment. I did some hip exercises, hip flexors and stuff like that. We did the pec area. She really been getting me right. She popped my neck. My first time getting my neck popped was with her. And because I can't pop my neck by myself, but going to Dynamic Sports Medicine in Plano has really been helping a girl out. So I'm there like every 2 weeks. And
Hold on, wait, but for the people to make sure they get that same treatment that you got, for them to really be able to tap into, you know, all the offerings, like who's they need to mention somebody's name when they get to the desk or what they need to do.
Whenever you pull up, whenever you walk in, look for Marche, okay? You get to the counter, ask for Marche. She's an office manager, so she should be right there at the counter. But, yeah, so ask for Marche. She'll hook you up. You get $50 off your first visit. They have other locations, but we're rooting for the one in Plano, okay, guys?
We're rooting for the Plano. We're rooting for all the locations, but especially the one in Plano.
Yes. Yeah. So congratulations on all the locations, but you know, $50 off your first visit in Plano.
Okay. So go out to Plano, get your back popped. Get your cupping going. Rehab.
You're gonna do your midsection, breathe in.
Clack.
Man. Wow. Yeah, she's be strong so wild. Too. I'll be telling Marsha, like, Elena is strong.
It'd be so interesting. Well, I don't know how they do it there, but I'm pretty sure there's similarity. But got that table and you lay, lay this way. Okay, lay on the side. And okay, this way.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's one of those things to where we've seen and we've been exposed to it over time. But I think some of us as black and brown people, we like, I ain't doing that. I don't need that. That don't work.
Every 2 weeks,
I first got exposed to chiropractic therapy in college because I coached like, there's going to be a chiropractor downstairs in the fitness room. You know, y'all can go get adjustments. I was like, man, let me see. Life ain't been the same since.
Black people be so uptight because you don't want to go to the chiropractor. You got stress right here.
Stress all the way up to here. Just walking around, stressed
like,
out, shoulders elevated.
Brittany, she's like, right here, you're so tight. I'm like, I'm sorry. But yeah, she's getting it right.
That girl apologized for living her life. That's crazy.
Oh, I'm more like stressing myself out. If I did have a word for anything, it's Shay and I, we were talking yesterday, and we were just talking, you know, getting better at self-talk, you know, to yourself. Just being more intentional about being positive, being more intentional about thinking positively about your day. You know, when people ask you like, oh, how was your day? This is the example that I use. And, you know, how was your day? And people say, it's happening. Could have been better. It's here. Into the habit of always saying like, it's just my day. But it's like, okay, well, you woke up this morning, you had gas in your tank, you got to work, you know, you got clothes, you got this, you got that.
Positive self-talk.
Be intentional about shifting your mindset to a more positive, outlook. That way, you can give better responses instead of just, the day was the day. It's like, okay, well, yeah, every day is, a day. But, how was this one? Did you really, take time to, reflect and think about how your day really was? And while I'm walking throughout the day, I can honestly say, like, sometimes I stop, I pause, and I'm like, how am I today?
How am I?
So
how do I feel?
Okay. And I'm That's on good. That a little bit more now, and I understand
good.
Where that person was coming from, because I'm like, how am I? Really, how am I? So
it's good awareness.
Take that moment. I might not do it in front of people, but I may take that moment to, breathe in, breathe out. How was the day, Brittany? Did you eat today? Did you like what you ate? Just being intentional about being positive and not always thinking so mundane and not everything is just so blah. So, yeah.
That's real.
So, better self-talk. Yeah, start your week off with better self-talk. Look in the mirror. Talk to yourself. Okay? Mm. You know, tell yourself, I am healthy. I am wealthy. You know, do your affirmations, okay? Mm. Because, you know, it helps, you know. It really does. So pump yourself up. So, yeah, that's my word. Yeah.
That is good. That's a good word. Because, you know, when you began to really own your thoughts and really began to own, like, what type of day you're going to have, you see you end up having that level of day. And right. Plus, you know, you can influence other people in that, too. That's why, negative people, I can't be
Move
with it.
To the side.
I can't. No. Hey, how you doing? Man, I'm just drunk. Oh, okay. Have a nice day. I'm out of there.
Have a nice day. Yeah.
I don't be messing with it, man. I learned that a long time because I used to be that person. I would drag people's days down. I would be the worst. We'll talk about that another day. But I was just the worst.
Oh,
the worst.
Wow.
Yeah. You ain't never seen that person, though. Because I'm not him no more.
All right.
Yeah, okay, producer, you showed us. Oh, go ahead. No. Go ahead. You about to say your thing. No, I was about to say you showed us what you saw scrolling with the news and everything like that. And if people want to, you know, stay tapped in. And if they want to even submit something, what should they do, producer Britt? What should they do?
Oh, if you want to see what you saw scrolling, send me a DM on TikTok or Instagram. I will review it. And next time you watch the show, you might see what you saw scrolling. Okay.
There you go. And she's at Producer Britt on those platforms, at Producer Britt with two T's. Yeah. 701, we about to get up out of here. Man, y'all, today is going to be the best day of your life because you get to choose and make the decision for the best day of your life ever. Oh, got to get out of here. Family, go ahead and make sure that you subscribe and remember, all right? Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?